Hey, 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 this is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Roy. Yo, happy Friday. It's been a crazy week for me. But this segment is going to be about the test being your testimony. I had a phone call, earlier this week. I'm going to be a little transparent with y'all. Because earlier this week, I had something came in the mail from my landlord. So my landlord opens it, we sitting there, you know, we talking, and he gets a pre-foreclosure thing. I'm like, well, how you do that if I'm paying you every month on time and blah, 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 blah. And he like, nah, I paid this. And he giving this whole little speech lying. You could tell when somebody lying, he giving this whole little speech. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, all right, cool. So when I'm doing that, the first thing I think of, where do I put all this shit? So I'm calling my cousin, yo, let me put this here. And I'm calling this person, I'm texting that person. You know what I mean? Yo, I got a couple dollars. You know what I mean? Let me put this in your garage. It's like on this, now, you know, little small stuff in the garage. Anything else I could sell. So I'm running around. But what it's doing is it's putting a fire up under my feet for the elevation. Because I've been talking about how I wanted to elevate so much. And it's like, be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it. And it's like, I ain't wanted to be this way, but when a fire under your feet, you got that pressure on you, and you got that fire up in the ass, it's like it's time to go. And it's not like it's you can do this, you can do that, you can crash here. I don't have friends and family, so I can't crash everywhere. Yeah, I ain't got it like, you know, like everybody else, baby. I can go to my mom's, I can go to my cousin, I can't do that. So I gotta push. But the test was, but see, I gotta, a phone call last night about some good business. You see what I'm saying? So when I got the phone call about some good business, I turned around. I said, all right, well, what is this good business about? I'm going to take it. All right, cool. So, but the thing is, in my head, it's like I got to worry about my immediate situations. But it's like, do I check on a business move, do what I need to do, and put this on hold, or do I deal with my immediate situation and put the business on hold? But the business option ain't gonna stand for long, but it can help in the future. It's just not gonna help now. So I'm like, do I take the short term loss or the long term gain? Which I usually do, but I like right now, I was like, under the pressure, gotta move. Like, people don't dig that. And the test is a testimony because it's the journey, right? So I'm looking, I'm like, this is going to add to the documentary. This is really going to add to the documentary and the book or the story that I'm going to write about myself. And it's going to be awesome. It's really going to be awesome. So as soon as I start, you know, I was, I think I text 3 people, like, look, I got a couple dollars. Let me just sit a little bit of this stuff in your basement, in your garage, whatever. So my cousin, she was like, all right, cool, she can do that. And it's like, all right, yeah, you can hold something there, but you can't crash there, like, right? So I respect that, because can't nobody live with me either. I don't give a fuck what they're going to do. We're going to help you out, and we're going to try to, you know. So I can't, like, give it and not be able to take it, right? So I'm like, all right, cool, as long as I can crash, you know what I mean, put some stuff there, I'm good. I can keep the roof over the head, like, that ain't about nothing. But this business move is what's going to elevate me. So I'll have a deeper story to tell. Like, my story already deep, but I have a deeper story to tell because the test is the, like, it leads to the testimony. Like, don't ever break. You can't fail the test. The only way to go, like, to beat the test is to go through it. The only way out is the way through. So sometimes when we think things are really, really bad, it's really, really not. It's like, all right, just trust in your gut. Trust in that God-like spirit. And usually when you step out in faith, it's not as bad as you thought it would be. But it's like, all right, come on, let's get this shit over with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, I got muscle to do this. Once you do that, you find out that the demon ain't even that big. It was just a small little minute thing. So test being a testimony. And during my journey, I'm going to be transparent, and I'm going to keep telling y'all, because when this Royale experience come, oh, y'all going to love this movie. Y'all going to be like, yo, he talked about that in the interview. Yo, he did this. Yo, he did that. Watch. And we record, and we putting everything together. So I definitely want to let y'all know that life is easier when you follow your gut, believe it or not. It's a little more scary, but it's easier because you'll always be blessed. So just continue to follow your gut and let your test be your testimony, because I'm about to show y'all. Like, this is where it works. And my landlord told me, no, we got it. No, ain't no we got it, nigga. I had it, but you didn't have it. Mine was cool. Yours wasn't, right? So it was like, take all the stuff you know about the real estate and just put it into yourself. Because I used to flip houses and all that, then stop because of certain situations. You know, life, my test, being a testimony, I get back, go do this. He like, I can't. I got the rule. So watch this test become a testimony of faith, drive, and ambition, and overcoming anything that comes your way. It ain't no obstacles, speed bumps. I ride over it, F-250, like. Maybe it's me though, man. Like, don't let nothing break you, nothing. I don't care who you are, where you come from. We all have had hell, and during that hell, we gain so much experience. During that experience, we come out rising through the ash like a phoenix. So a lot of times you can say you did it yourself because you owe nobody nothing. Sometimes that's what those, especially people with good hearts, like they'll try to like offer what they can, or you know, lose sight of self for with you know, because of somebody helping them, and then they let them, you know, allow them to play victim and all. Yeah, I'm helping you out, and rub shit in their face and all that. And you kind of get beat down with the Stockholm syndrome, right? Don't allow that to happen. You helping, but are you helping in vain, or are you helping purely? Because if you ain't doing that, then it ain't no reason. So I don't know, man. Just know that whatever, because I know we all got different little situations we going through. If you're in a good space, cool. A lot of people got situations with their children, the baby fathers, baby moms. I got baby mom drama too. Like, I think I seen my daughter once this year, and it hurt me so much because my daughter about to be 13 in December, and her mom like doing a block list shit. You can't come see her. And I got, the crazy thing is, I got partial custody, and I go to the courts, they take her side. So like, I be going through it too, y'all. You know what I mean? I miss my daughter a lot, but I gotta muscle up and get it going. When she old enough to be like, I want my dad, I just give her the keys and be like, you can come stay with me. Hopefully it's more sooner than later, but the sooner, the better. So I gotta get shit together for my baby, and I need this shit to be stable because I need to get, well, I'm, this business move might make me wealthy, you know what I mean? But this, I want to be rich so I can have that family I want. You know what I mean? Like, I just need a boy and a girl and somebody to go, you know, come home to every night so I can have fun. I'm a little older, so my fun be in the crib. Like, my hottest date be Walmart. That's going to be my next segment, too. But my hottest date be Walmart, though. I love Walmart. Like, I be excited about it. But no, man, just know that your test be your testimony and all this, like, the tough times don't last, tough people do. You know what I mean? Maybe it's me. I think different. Peace.